Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. I'm Nico Saraceno, editor of PC. On this edition of the show, I present to you a special treat. Don Tracy, who is not only associate editor of PC, but also associate editor of our sister publication, Pharmaceutical Executive, sits down with Camille Lee, UCB's senior vice president and U.S. head of immunology. Among various topics on the agenda, they unpack the company's recent FDA approval of Bimzelx, a treatment for psoriasis, the ins and outs of the patient support system for psoriasis medication, and much more. Let's take a listen.
Generally speaking, how far does UCB's work in psoriasis span?
UCB started its research work in psoriasis over a decade ago. And through that work, we have two assets available. Most recently is, and most directly to UCB's work in research and development is our recent approval of Bimzelx, which I know you're aware of. And that approval has been specifically, first and foremost, in the area of psoriasis. And as you know, and we may get into further here in our dialogue, it is the first and only approved treatment that is selectively targeted to directly inhibit the IL-17A and F, which are two key cytokines causing the inflammation of psoriasis. So that product has been approved and now available on the market. The second product that we have on the market is a product brand called Cimzia. And it is an anti-TNF. We launched this product now over 15 years ago. However, not in psoriasis. We started the treatment in Crohn's disease, and we've evolved in immunology and in launched into the psoriasis arena just about 5-6 years ago. So we have been active in the dermatology community in the U.S. now for over 6 years.
Excellent. That's great to hear. So next, we're talking about Bimzelx before. So, you know, recently you announced the commercial availability of it for the treatment of moderate to severe plaque psoriasis in adults who are candidates for systematic therapy or phototherapy. So what would you say this treatment hitting the open market signifies for the industry?
You know, Don, I think what's really important that all of us in our industry, or I personally believe we should remember, is not there's not one product that fits every single patient. Every single patient is unique, and it's important to recognize that uniqueness. And as we try to understand at UCB that journey that a patient goes through, we also get the insight and the knowledge that many patients in psoriasis, and actually a survey that has been conducted on that, shows that more than half of patients have assessed that they are not clear with their current treatment. And many of the patients that are on current treatment, within that over half, 50%, have said that they don't believe that's a realistic goal, that they need to feel like there's a better treatment option available for them. So what that translates to is that patients are saying, okay, we have treatment, but it's not fulfilling our needs. And there is an unmet need here for us to be able to live our best lives. We also see that played out in the data that we look at where patients switch between brands. So they may start on one, and when that doesn't work, they'll switch to another. And we see a lot of switching within the psoriasis treatment space. So that's a first signal to us in the depth that we put around the patient experience and what we learn, that there is an opportunity. That signifies the opportunity that exists. Now, what we do know, having had Bimzelx launched in over 40 countries, we have from our real-world data and our clinical trial data, we have over 12,000 people that have been living with psoriasis that are leading into the results we see from our phase 3 studies. And in our phase 3 studies, we see that more than 80% of patients that are treated with Bimzelx, they achieved clear or almost clear skin, with more than half achieving the goal of complete clearance at week 16. And that's really critical, that a patient starts to feel the benefit as early on as treatment. And the other really critical point here that when we've launched in the US that is unique is that we're coming with 3-year data. And most products that launch usually have 12 months. we actually have 3 years that show not only the rapid and consistent action, but that it is maintained over treatment duration. And that's what patients are looking for. And that's why this becomes a significant opportunity that does not currently exist. And in our belief and what we've seen from our clinical trials.
Well, it seems like there was a lot of time and effort put into this. So in conjunction with Bimzelx, the company mentioned Bimzelx Navigate can be utilized as personalized patient support system. Yeah. So how is that able to serve as a resource for patients on this drug?
What we know, again, through the depth of time, energy, and knowledge we put in understanding what that patient journey looks like, we know that starting on a biologic, success comes within the first 6 months. And it's a important process that when a patient gets the treatment, how they work through getting that treatment from a specialty pharmacist, and then how they integrate that in to their daily life is an important step in those first 6 months. So the Bimzelx Navigate program is designed to be there with patients from the start. So from the time they get their prescription, they can initiate into the program. Through their starter kit, they will be linked and paired with a nurse navigator. This will be a patient's single point of contact. So they can reach out to this nurse navigator on a consistent and regular basis to get their questions answered. Questions that could include things around, you know, how do I inject? What is the status of my insurance and getting payment? How can I get payment assistance if that is needed? Or even more so, working through the emotional support that can come when someone's living with a chronic disease. That nurse navigator through Bimzelx Navigate is available for them. And we have something called the My Navigate digital patient portal. And that also provides a wide assortment of tools and resources to help a patient navigate their treatment, things such as medication reminders, which are important for them to have, and also insights to where their product is in the shipping process, given that the treatment paradigm is not daily, but ultimately will move to a monthly. So it helps them really be a partner in every step of the journey of their care.
Excellent. So yeah. Very innovative, I must say.
Yeah. Well, patients are, I mean, they inspire us to what we do. And while we can provide medicine, if we're not a partner with them in that journey, then I think UCB's feeling is that we have to be holistically there. We're in it together.
So in terms of UCB's immunology pipeline, is there anything that you'd want the viewers to keep an eye out for?
Yeah, so we're just starting with Bimzelx, and with our recent approval in psoriasis, we are rapidly moving forward in our pathway for other indications in the U.S., both in dermatology and rheumatology. So it is our plan to initiate supplemental BLA filings in the U.S., and that would be focused in the area within rheumatology for the treatment of axial spondyloarthritis, which includes several indications within the AS space. It's a simpler way to put that acronym to that disease, but that would also include ankylosing spondylitis and non-radiographic spondyloarthritis. We will also have indications within psoriatic arthritis and hidradenitis suppurativa, which is also more into the dermatology treatment, although also covers some in rheumatology. So we're very excited about the pathways that we are taking with Bimzelx now that we have it approved in psoriasis, and anticipate that we will be making great progress before the end of the year in all of these areas.
Can you discuss the significance of IL-17A and IL-17F inhibitors for the treatment of moderate severe plaque psoriasis?
Sure. So as I mentioned, we started our research and science in this space over a decade ago. And as we evolved in our science, what we revealed in the area of psoriasis is that to block the inhibition of the cytokines, that it's not only IL-17A that plays a role, but it's also IL-17F. And this has been perhaps missed or overlooked in other research. And the primary reason for that is because the IL-17A cytokine is a more potent cytokine. So that has been the target with some of the other molecules that are available. Now, IL-17F is a less potent cytokine, but it is more abundant than IL-17A. And both of them have a role in providing inhibition to inflammation. So targeting both of them leads to a more complete inhibition of inflammation with respect to psoriasis. Now, this is played out in our clinical trials in a trial we have called Be Radiant. And in this study, it was a head-to-head study versus an IL-17A that is currently on the market. And in that study, we show clinical superiority over the IL-17A in a PASI 100. So our hypothesis is played out into our clinical trials.
Excellent. Lastly, besides patient assistance programs, can you discuss how UCB is working to ensure affordable access to medications for patient populations who really need them?
We strive to have access to patients. So we've got a patient assistance program, as you know here, where we offer the financial assistance for uninsured and underinsured patients. And that is our focus at this point. We also strive to have access through, shall we say, the Medicare population as we continue to build out availability of Bimzelx into the marketplace.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. Be sure to stay in the loop of our latest updates via our website at pharmaceuticalcommerce.com or on our SoundCloud page. Take care, everyone.